السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the grandson of the holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards patience and fortitude. The one who has eloquently said, "Be aware that all good works bear praise, and they bear commendation and bring about a good reward." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean soul and this place.
Imam al-Hussein's words addressed to Harthama. So return swiftly so as not to see the place of our martyrdom. By Allah, who possesses Hussein's life, no one will witness our battle and then does not assist us unless they shall enter the fire.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bi fina.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara al-Nahiya al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريته.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the Imams after him.
As-salamu ala ibn khatim al-anbiya. As-salamu ala ibn sayyid al-awsiya.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
As-salamu ala ibn fatimah al-zahra. As-salamu ala ibn Khadijah al-Kubra.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
As-salamu ala ibn Sidrat al-Muntaha. As-salamu ala ibn Jannat al-Ma'wa. As-salamu ala ibn Zamzam wa Safa.
Peace be upon the son of the lotus tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-Salamu ala al-Murammal bid-Dima. As-Salamu ala al-Mahtuk al-Khiba. As-Salamu ala khamis ashab ahl al-Kasa.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. Assalamu alaykum wa abdillah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this context, it's known that one of the people who was in Karbala was Harthameh. When Harthameh met Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in Karbala, he rushed to him and inquired of his own personal experience. So the experience was that when Harthameh was a member of the army of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and when they were coming back from Siffin to Kufa, they stopped. At midnight, and they stopped at the region of Karbala in order to perform the dawn prayer, the dawn salat, salat al-fajr. And then he noticed that after the prayer, Imam Ali alayhi salam got a handful of the soil of Karbala, smelled it and said that, okay, what a nice soul you are. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam turned to his companions, and among them there was Harthameh. Imam Ali alayhi salam informed them of, in fact, Imam Ali alayhi salam anticipated the event of Ashura and told them that if on such a day any of them would be ready over there, they shouldn't skip, they shouldn't go away from among the companions of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam, and they have to help Imam al-Husayn al-Salam. Well, after around 20 years, again, it was at the time when Harthameh was in the same region. He recognized the region, and because of this, he went to Imam al-Husayn al-Salam and inquired about the truth of Imam Ali al-Salam's anticipation. And then Imam al-Husayn al-Salam confirmed what Imam Ali al-Salam had told Harthameh. And then Harthameh expressed his excuse and said that, well, he had a family that was waiting for him, and he had to go to Kufa. Because of this, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam told him that whoever would draw themselves from among the supporters of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, they would certainly be thrown into the hellfire on the resurrection day. Because of this, Harthameh left the scene. It shows that the event of Karbala was already known to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, as well as to those companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam who witnessed the same event at the same place. Thank you.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always. عليك مني
بقي الليل.